Yesterday, the Israeli cabinet decided to give smallpox vaccine to 15,000 rescue and security workers. They said it was to protect against the possibility of an Iraqi biological attack. Soon, the Bush administration is expected to announce a plan for vaccinating some Americans against smallpox. This summer, administration officials have indicated vaccinations might be given to as few as 10,000 or as many as 500,000 healthcare workers. As NPR's Richard Knox reports, many state and local public health officials don't think that's nearly enough to cope with a smallpox bioterrorism attack in the U.S.
Seattle has had more experience with smallpox than most American cities. Just last December, officials there got a tip that a passenger on a plane arriving from Taiwan had smallpox.
We had to take this threat very seriously.
Dr. Alonzo Plow is health director for Seattle and surrounding King County. He says his staff made frantic calls to hospitals, asking if they could take a plane load of people who might be infected with smallpox. The response was not enthusiastic.
As you can imagine, getting a call and saying to a hospital administrator, are you able to take 240 smallpox patients, is not the kind of dialogue that goes smoothly in real time.
Eventually, they persuaded one hospital to take some patients. The plane landed, and health workers swarmed aboard. They quickly figured out it was a hoax. But it taught Plow he couldn't assume any one hospital could handle an emerging smallpox outbreak. Seattle, like many cities, now believes many hospitals will need to be prepared. And that means vaccinating thousands of healthcare workers ahead of time. But that doesn't square with the numbers coming out of the federal government so far. This summer, a federal advisory panel said 10 to 20,000 health and emergency workers should be vaccinated nationwide. Later, officials hinted they might increase that to 500,000. That sounds like a lot, but Plow says it isn't.
500,000 divided by a nation is still a very small number when you get down to even a large metropolitan area like Seattle and King County. It's an even smaller amount when you get to smaller cities and rural areas.
For Seattle, it would amount to only 1,500 doses at most. Plow says that wouldn't nearly cover the number of so-called first responders who were afraid they'd get smallpox.
I'm already getting emails in my office from both health department employees as well as our partners in fire and police and emergency medical services asking when they will get their doses.
Seattle has other lessons to teach about smallpox. It experienced one of America's last smallpox epidemics. It was touched off by a single soldier returning from Japan on a troop ship in early 1946. David Hurlbut was an Army medic on that boat who helped care for the desperately sick soldier. Hurlbut remembers the man was covered with oozing sores. He couldn't talk and was near death.
I'd seen all of the ghastly problems of wounds on the battlefield. I saw lots of dead soldiers and lots of wounded soldiers, but this was quite a different experience.
When the troop ship docked in Seattle, the soldier was put into quarantine. Even so, the virus spread within the hospital and into the city. Hurlbut is now a retired surgeon in Seattle. What strikes him, 56 years later, is how easily smallpox could spread, even at a time when vaccination was routine.
We in Seattle were lucky to have had most everybody already immunized, and we still had 65 patients, and we had 30% mortality among them. What would it have been like if Seattle had been as it is today with nobody immunized? It'd be a real catastrophe.
Across the country, Dr. William Bicknell of Boston University is trying to gauge the size of this potential catastrophe. Bicknell, a former state health commissioner, is tapping numbers into a computer program he's developed to simulate smallpox attacks. He says terrorists could spread smallpox around America before anyone knew what was happening.
Let's assume there are five terrorists who come to five different cities in the country, and each of those terrorists, while they're infectious, visits three different cities. And at each city, they have 200 close contacts. That is, they're in the park.
Mixing with crowds at subway stations and airports, these terrorists could spread the smallpox virus before getting the skin rash that shows they have the disease.
And 3% of those people, we'll put in 3%, go to other cities. Well, those assumptions lead to 93,000 cases and 23,400 deaths. And those 93,000 cases...
Not everyone thinks it would be that bad, but Bicknell is convinced that federal officials are being way too conservative. He thinks we'll need to vaccinate millions more than officials have suggested so far.
Certainly everybody in the medical care community, that's 5.5 million people, and then all the people necessary for keeping civil society running. Police, fire, some transport workers to bring food into cities, a telephone, water supply, sewage, waste disposal.
That might add up to 15 million people. But vaccinating that many people would also cause deaths and injuries. Smallpox vaccine is one of the riskiest we know. It contains a live virus related to smallpox. That virus can be dangerous to people with weakened immune systems. There are millions of those these days. For example, people with HIV, patients with organ transplants, or those taking cancer chemotherapy. And those people are in danger even if they don't get vaccinated. They can be infected by others who got vaccinated within the previous 2 weeks. There are ways to minimize these dangers. People with low immunity can be screened out. A special plastic bandage over the vaccination scar can cut down on accidental infections. Bicknell would start small and watch closely.
Start with 100,000. Develop experience. Check the hypotheses. Collect the data. Move to 500,000. Repeat. Move to 1 million or 2. Repeat.
Bicknell would exclude children under 9. They're particularly susceptible to encephalitis, one of the scariest complications. For people who do get vaccine complications anyway, the government just ordered up plenty of an antidote called vaccine immune globulin. Bicknell says smallpox vaccination offers a unique opportunity to defend against terrorism.
We don't have tools to prevent bombers, to prevent planes flying into buildings. This one we can effectively take off the table. It helps protect the rest of the world. The more we do beforehand, the quicker, more effectively, we can control in the case of an attack. I think it makes sense.
He thinks eventually all Americans should be able to decide for themselves whether they want to be vaccinated against smallpox. There'll be plenty of vaccine. By the end of this year, the government stockpile will contain nearly 290 million doses, more than enough for everybody. Richard Knox, NPR News.